Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hey everyone, Richard Carthon here. I'm glad you could join us for another episode of CryptoCurrent. Today we have a special guest with us. We have Bill Ottman with Minds.com. Thank you for joining us today, Bill.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, no problem. So if you don't mind, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Can you give us a little a background?
Yeah, let's see. I studied in Vermont, lived in Vermont for a long time. Gathering the Minds was the original incarnation of Minds. And we would do these platforms for forums and live events, but would also fuse that with festivals and music and like more of concert feel, so that you're bringing art and music together with a public forum, which is essentially what Minds is now. It's just on the internet. And so, but I think that live events are a crucial part of this, and we're actually working on phasing them back in. So yeah, but otherwise I'm very focused on freedom of information, free and open source software, very passionate about getting as much information into the public awareness as possible.
Awesome. And we're definitely going to dive into that a little bit deeper later. How did you get into cryptocurrency? How did you make that transition with Minds into cryptocurrency?
I mean, cryptocurrency, blockchain, Bitcoin, Ethereum, they're all open source databases, basically totally decentralized, powered by the people, nodes all over the world. It's a really beautiful thing. So, you know, there was natural interest in it. I'm tracking all different kinds of free software projects, and blockchain and Bitcoin have so many different applications. It worked right into what we were trying to accomplish.
Definitely. So, were you kind of involved with crypto and blockchain previously before being in Minds, or like what was your first introduction into the space?
Yeah, I bought Bitcoin probably in like 2012. And I was involved at the Bitcoin Center in Manhattan for a while, and have just been, I've been involved sharing information, researching, learning about it, and, you know, now integrating it into Minds.
Awesome. Well, yes, if you're back in 2012, you've been in the game for a minute. So it's been cool to see, kind of the evolution of where we are and, where it's headed. So on that subject, tell us a little bit about your view on the future of social networking on the blockchain.
Yeah, so it is complicated. Basically, I think that blockchains, as it sits with Minds now, you know, the Ethereum blockchain helps with certain functions, transactional functions, peer-to-peer payments, some of the subscription-based crowdfunding we offer, advertising, some transactions can go on-chain. We give users the choice whether to go on-chain or off-chain for a bunch of things, which is a way to guide people in, educate them, learning about MetaMask, gas fees. You know, there's a big learning curve involved for a regular social media user. So we have this point system back when we first launched our mobile apps in 2015, where you earn the points for your activity and engagement, and then you can use them to boost your post. 1 point would equal one view extra on your content, and you could also send the points to other users, and it was a very successful feature.
Right.
And so it was the most popular feature on the site because people loved boosting and getting eyeballs on their content, and because all the algorithms on Facebook and Google are like basically strangling everybody's reach. So we did the opposite, and then we just said, look, I mean, what if we could run this whole micro economy on the blockchain? And we did. We created an ERC-20 token, the Mines token, and now we have a limited supply with much more stable tokenomics and transparency for the community. So it's been pretty successful so far, even despite, you know, the crypto market in general. Like, we're not really so concerned with price. Like, you can either earn them or you can also buy our tokens at mines.com/token. But the use of them is for on Mines. I mean, they have their highest value on Mines because you can use them for advertising or sending to other users and other premium stuff on Mines. So that gives our token a clear value beyond just, you know, the type of speculation occurring with most coins.
Right, which is actually going to be one of my other questions of, you know, with everything that's happening in the market, whether it's up, down, what have you, would it have an effect? And it's good to see that, you know, regardless, the way that you've been able to tokenize Mines, it truly is applicable to your platform and still incentivizes your users to want to use your token on the platform, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of that, so you kind of said two things that for some of our listeners probably know what it is, but still don't. And I kind of want to go back to it just for a quick second. So a little bit about MetaMask and Gas. Are those used on for Mines? And if they are or not, can you kind of give our listeners kind of a little description of what both of those are?
Yeah, definitely. So you'll earn tokens every day based on your contributions, whether or not you have MetaMask set up. So that means you have a wallet on Mines. It's just a little bank icon on your top bar. And every day, as long as you're receiving engagement and making referrals and you know, contributing, you'll earn tokens every day. And then those are off-chain. So anyone can just use those easily. You just press a button and send them to another user or click the boost button. But if you want to pull your tokens off of our servers onto your wallet directly, so you have full control over it, then you can withdraw. And there's a flow in our wallet when you're onboarding to the reward system to also set up MetaMask, which is just a browser extension. It's very simple, pretty much. I mean, it's a new thing. It's something to learn, but you know, you set up, you make a account. Save your private seed phrase so that you can always recover it. And then MetaMask will interface with Mines. And MetaMask is a wallet. It's an ERC-20 token compatible wallet. You can hold Ethereum there and other ERC-20 tokens. And it's just a really cool Web3 technology. And the gas, so basically you have to have a little bit of Ethereum in your MetaMask wallet in order to transact on-chain. So if you want to send on-chain wires to other users or do on-chain boosts, then you have to have a little bit of Ethereum. So depending on the gas prices of the day, you know, you may have to pay a few cents for a transaction.
Okay. Well, thank you for that description. That's going to help a lot of people as they go in here and start looking around. I actually made an account recently and was, you know, poking around, and, you know, it's a really cool interface, and it's pretty straightforward for people who don't know a lot about cryptocurrency. They might get a little confused about like how to set all that up. So that's why I kind of want to touch on that so they could get a little better understanding of that.
Are you cryptocurrent_co?
Sure am.
All right. I just found you. Nice. I'm wiring you right now.
Awesome. I appreciate that. I see that your account, man, you got a lot of views and a lot of people loving you on here. So that's awesome.
Hey, look, I mean, here's the thing. If you boost every post, every time you boost, boost for a few tokens, one token will give you 1,000 extra impressions on that content. And then we will distribute it throughout the network and you will start receiving engagement. The crazy thing is that even though we're a tiny fraction of the size, you know, we're 1.5 million users, we're finding many accounts are getting much better engagement than they're getting on Facebook and Twitter and Google and everywhere, because we have this tool to really have your content seen without paying. And you can also buy tokens. One token's only like 15 cents right now, though. So,
right.
You know, 1,000 views for 15 cents, you'll pay like up to, you know, $5 or $10 on Facebook and Google for 1,000 impressions. So it's whether you earn or you buy, it's really good.
Right, which is a great point because we a couple of episodes back we were talking about some of the challenges with marketing in the space right now. If you are in the cryptocurrency blockchain space, it's basically impossible to be able to pay to get in front of people. So the fact that you can come on here with a wide audience, so I know this isn't just focused primarily on cryptocurrency and blockchain, but a wide range of topics on here. I see that there's all kinds of hashtags and things that you can follow, but still all the same, be able to get your content in front of more eyes is extremely powerful. So I think this is going to be very, very helpful for a lot of our listeners.
Great.
So another question that I had for you is, how do you feel about, open dialogue, the not censorship, and how it plays a role in internet freedom?
For sure. So obviously, yeah, of course I believe in free speech. I think free speech creates healthy societies, the healthiest societies by far. That's already proven. So the internet, it would make sense that the same would apply. So we have a open content policy. As long as it's lawful in the US, we're following the First Amendment. So, but edge cases like inciting violence and harassment, obviously that's not okay. And it's not just anything goes, it's the same as the law. And that is what allows open dialogue to occur. The First Amendment exists to defend controversial speech. It doesn't exist to defend speech that is normal. The only reason that we have that protection is because we knew that controversial ideas needed to be protected. I mean, throughout history, controversial ideas have been persecuted and people have been killed over certain ideas, even if they were good ideas.
Right.
So, we want to reflect that. And we think the internet's going to become a healthier place if we allow this to exist. Now, obviously filters are necessary. There's, explicit content. You don't want to just be shoving that in everyone's face. We want to give users as much control as possible. And meanwhile, as much freedom as possible.
So how have you been doing that, like, delicate balance? So I know you say you've had some filters and, of course, everyone with the, First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, everyone having their own voice and be able to express freely how they feel, except for, trying to limit when it's, either hateful or going and attacking people or going and trying to basically not stand for people's rights or XYZ, however people want to like take their stance, like what is your policy on minds as far as people being able to freely come and put whatever they want?
Yeah. I mean, as I mentioned, as long as it's legal and not inciting violence or, any sort of targeted harassment or spam or any of that, then yeah, it's fine. And if it's explicit, it's going to be put behind an explicit wall, as is totally normal and acceptable. And, if you want if you want teenagers and adults to all be able to interact in the same place, you have to have good filters in place. Yeah.
Well, with such a unique platform, with one being able to have such a free flowing and people not being censored on what they want to be able to say and XYZ. And also, with being built on blockchain, with being tokenized, with just having this social platform, what are some of the like community building tactics that you're doing to grow your audience? Like, how are people discovering minds.com? Mm-hmm.
It's a combination of organic growth, just because all the big social networks are just completely losing it. They scandal after scandal, abuse after abuse, people are starting to just not be able to take it anymore because it's just endless. There's no transparency. They've already betrayed everyone. Everyone wants something new. No one likes Facebook. They kind of like Instagram, but most of them don't even know that Facebook owns Instagram. Instagram is a well-designed app, but now it's being surveilled. And that's why the Instagram founders left, because they didn't like what Facebook was doing to the product. That's the same reason the WhatsApp founder left and joined Signal, an end-to-end encrypted open source messaging app. It's the same thing that happened with the Oculus founder, who, you know, was more libertarian focused, and, you know, they were pressuring him in order to behave publicly in certain ways, and he left, and that they all are leaving. So, and it's obvious why. So now, you know, we're just trying to connect with figures on the internet and all around the world who have large followings and believe in our mission. And that's where a lot of our growth has come from. We have a bunch of great big YouTubers and other loud voices in the alternative news, you know, political commentary, science, art, music. That's what it's about. It's about getting the loudest voices on board. And, you know, they want a backup too. You know, you never know what's going to happen day to day with these big networks. So it's good to have your bases covered, and you don't have to leave them right away, but at least set up an account, test it out. That's what helps us grow, is, you know, even if people are just trying it out, experimenting, there's very little harm in that.
Right. Okay. And with that too, with trying to give everyone a voice, and with this platform, and making sure that no one is feeling like they cannot voice their own opinion, what's kind of been the feedback of your community on Minds? How has the user experience and the feedback been from everyone?
Overwhelmingly positive. I mean, you can just scroll down my feed, and there's this one account. I'll read it. It just got posted. All right, at the musical introvert. He says, Minds has really helped my music career by giving me a platform where I can reach people. I've been on Minds for 3 months and have connected with numerous amounts of people and just hit 2,000 subscribers, compared to being on YouTube consistently for 5 months, gaining only 75 subscribers. I'm so grateful for this website, and I'm excited to see where it's headed. I mean, that to me says it. She's an independent musician. She uploads these awesome videos of her just jamming on the guitar. She's good. She uses Boost every day. And now she has probably way more people buying her music. She has more subscribers, and it's all because of the reward system and you know, giving really the news feedback to the users.
That's awesome. Well, it's good to see that, you know, people from all kinds of backgrounds, you know, musicians, people in crypto, people that are, you know, marketing, people that are just trying to connect with the greater audience, that there's this cool way for them to be able to do that on a blockchain system, and to see that it's effectively working. So kind of pivoting to a new direction, you know, what are some things that are on the horizon within the crypto and blockchain space that you're looking out for?
Definitely interested in Ethereum's development and, you know, new scalability features and, you know, sort of solving the gas problem, because I think gas is definitely a barrier to entry for a lot of people. So, you know, that's why we allow off-chain, just because we know that a lot of people just don't have Ethereum. Sometimes it takes a long time to get Ethereum. So to get MetaMask up and rocking and be in the flow of using gas all the time, it's really not realistic for a critical mass of the planet. So, you know, we need to find solutions to that. And, you know, I'm interested in all the decentralized applications getting built on top of Ethereum and Bitcoin and others. I think that there's really cool stuff that other products are doing, like Brave is doing a really cool thing on the browser layer. I think it would be cool if there was an OS that had some kind of reward system, crypto reward system on it. Maybe we'll work on that.
Because I was going to ask, is there any potential plans to try to get Minds as a DApp, as a decentralized DApp?
We are.
Oh, great.
Well, yeah, so we're on DappRadar. I mean, you can go and find us, because I mean, certain functions of our app are, you know, our wallet is decentralized. It is an Ethereum and ERC20 wallet. So just our entire platform isn't all decentralized. So we are working on a prototype called Nomad, which is public on our GitHub right now.
Okay.
GitHub.com/mine/nomad. And it's a fully decentralized social network. So there's actually no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer. We use the Ethereum addresses as the usernames and a DAT protocol for, it's more like torrent-based swarms of nodes and peers in the network that co-host the content. And so that's really interesting. We're going to be putting a lot more energy into that next year.
Awesome. Sounds like y'all got some really good things coming out for 2019. So one final question for you. What is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners today?
I would say it's just enjoy crypto. Don't get too caught up in the price. I mean, you either believe in this or you don't, and you think that we're moving towards more of a decentralized global infrastructure, and you know, you want to build on top of it. I think that, you know, the focus on the financial aspect is understandable, and I think on the long term that is going to happen, but you know, simultaneously, let's focus on building other useful things on the blockchain. And I try to also stay balanced with the online offline, sort of like we were talking about in the beginning with the live events. I think social media and, you know, everything happening with crypto and the internet is extremely powerful and necessary. It's the way that information is being distributed these days, but you know, I think we're all probably too addicted to our phones. So that's an equally big problem to solve.
Right. People are definitely technology addicts, and It's always good to have that face-to-face and, you know, to go to these live events, keep networking and keep that side of it alive. I mean, it's good to have this technology so you can reach and find these new people, but you know, there should be a way for you to go and meet them or go and meet and be around people that are furthering the type of environment that you want to be in, and helping the community grow. And, and that's the whole point of, I'm sure, of one of the bigger reasons of why you started Minds and why I even started this podcast, of just trying to connect people and educate people, you know, on all of these different opportunities that are out there.
For sure. Yeah. And hit me up, find me directly on Minds, at Ottman, OTTMAN. That's the best way to hit me up, and let's keep rocking. I'll make sure to share some of your boosts.
I appreciate that, and I'm gonna continue to make sure that our listeners know about this awesome platform. Well, Bill, is there any other handles, or is there any other ways that you would like for our listeners to connect with you?
Not really. That I deleted all the other ones.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, again, Bill, thank you so much for being with us today and giving us all this awesome information about Minds. And I'm sure people are excited to go and check it out.
Awesome. I really appreciate the conversation. Thanks for having me.
All right. No problem. You have a good one. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of CryptoCurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Get your tickets today. We are throwing the first cryptocurrency and blockchain conference in New Orleans in March 2019. You can get your tickets today at www.crypto-currentconf.co.
This has been another episode of Crypto Current, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay Crypto Current.
Please use available exits now.